This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Starting today, families who rely on SNAP benefits will be able to purchase groceries online in Colorado. Amazon and Walmart will both accept EBT cards for online purchases. The benefits don't cover delivery fees and tips. The USDA Food and Nutrition Service allows the online purchasing through a federal waiver. This was originally a pilot program, but the USDA expanded it because of the pandemic. President Donald Trump escalated tensions with China today by ending the U.S.'s special trade and economic relationship with Hong Kong. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports that Colorado Senator Cory Gardner supports the move.
The decision is not a surprise. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo hinted at it earlier this week, saying he didn't think Hong Kong had significant autonomy under Chinese rule. Gardner, chair of the East Asia subcommittee, tweeted that the move would pave the way for new steps, like sanctions, to be made with input from Congress and others. Gardner wrote, quote, "Beijing must know the U.S. will always support the people of Hong Kong." But time will tell if this move pressures China into changing its behavior or causes the country to take more control over Hong Kong. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
RTD has shut down all bus and rail lines into downtown Denver because of protests over police killings. The transit agency says its service is suspended, quote, until further notice. Protests are expected to continue this weekend. Protesters are demonstrating against the killing of George Floyd, a black Minneapolis man who died this week after an officer kneeled on his neck. You're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.